Hey, good morning to you if you have just joined us. So we are speaking to attorney Macbeth Ngongwane. Mr. Ngongwane, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. We have a brother, his name is Lendani, out in Carolina, who says that he bought a car from a friend. The agreement was that he was going to make a down payment of 25K. The car was 80K, right? And he now says that the friend then went to him to say, hey, mngani, yabona tinfo nje tiyangibhedzela, so bengicela ukuthi ulethe back imoti, ngidakunikeza back your 25K. He says, listen, I don't want to give the car back. Kepha ke, am I even allowed to keep the car?
Okay. We just have to go back and see why agreements are important. First and foremost, contracts, it's an instrument that is a reliable record of rights and responsibilities and obligations of parties, who have signed it. Firstly, effectively, it sets out the details, describe them, the article that is agreed for purchase, and it sets out the duties of each party that has one another or to each other, if you like, and Guti, how it must be performed, and Gwendevalani, if it is a breach, the one.
Yeah.
So in other words, a breach is when you agree with the terms and the details of your responsibilities, then it's a breach of contract. So here, if this contract sets out the tone of what has been agreed upon, if there's a down payment, it remains a contract. One cannot just unilaterally move away from it because there are pressing issues. He must continue with it until to the end. It doesn't mean parties cannot agree. If one says, no, give it to me, I want to sell it, I'll pay you 25,000 rand. That can happen, but only if parties agree.
Mm-hmm.
But if parties do not agree, this is a valid contract, because we are a country that uses the law to enforce each other's rights. So this contract outlines the obligation and expectation of each party involved, and it helps to protect parties from potential lawsuits, because now this guy may sue the lady who wants to sell now the car in the event it does so. But all in all, JT, the contract is valid. He cannot resell the motor vehicle to someone else, because that will amount to a breach of contract, which may attract a lawsuit, or her being sued for a particular amount or specific performance. The court will grant such orders with cost, so it will be costing her even more if he were to take law into her own hands and sell the car to someone else.
Mm.
So rather, he must continue with the terms of the contract as agreed.
Okay, so there's no ways that she can rescind the agreement?
No. Unless they both agree with how we are canceling the contract. These are the new terms. Sell the car and you'll pay me the 25,000.
Okay. Well, that's attorney Macbeth Ngongwane. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. If there's someone who would like to use your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can email us at info@macbethattorneys.co.za.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.